Blog Talk Radio.
Latvia, greetings and hotep. We're coming on live here in the Oracle Divination Network. I am your host, Omiinka 7, and we are live. How is everyone doing this evening? Thank you so much for joining me on this particular episode. We're on episode number 7, Mind, Soul, Body, and Spirit. And this is entitled Grammys Motown Tribute. Why was there such a backlash on Jenny from the Block? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we want to discuss it. We want to address this topic because it centers itself around African Americans in their own community called the Block, the Hood. It's where our roots are, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are not discussing this topic and you are an African-American descent or a person of color, you definitely want to get in on the discussion because there was a lot of hoopla on YouTube as well as Facebook in reference to what exactly went on and why was this particular scenario set up without taking a pulse of the people in the Hood, so to speak. Why wasn't there some conversation about who was going to play the role in Motown? Let me break it down for you folks. Motown is a big thing for African American people, and the venue covers all aspects of jazz, blues, R&B, and hip-hop. Now, Berry Gordy was sitting right out there in the audience when all of this took place. And Berry Gordy, who ran Motown, and I understand that Smokey Robinson at one time was the vice president of Motown, why weren't these two given an opportunity to sit down and to discuss who exactly should be a part of this great heroic experience, especially since it was front and center, and it was going to be addressing a large group of people, not just one person from the Block, not just one person who had dancing in their repertoire, but somebody who was actually groomed by Berry Gordy, somebody who actually was mentored by Smokey Robinson. I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, that Jenny was groomed by any of them. I know she was on color, on Living Colors, and she was a dancer, and her career started from being a background dancer. She never ventured to go into the direction of Motown. So that was kind of alarming to me. Here's a young lady who never was groomed by anyone from Motown, but yet she gets to hold the center stage and position. Where are we at with this, ladies and gentlemen? How do we feel about this? As African American, you need to speak up and you need to call on that dial at 760-539-3247 and voice your opinion, because we're discussing, what about Diana Ross? Why was she given an awkward position instead of the role on Motown? Did she share that with Jenny because she was going to have her own spotlight? What happened to Smokey Robinson? He faded into the woodwork. He really didn't have a part in this background singing while Jenny danced all over the stage. Motown is not about dancing. It's about the groove. It's about getting into the mood to bring jazz and blues to people, to woo them out of their seats. It's not about sweat lodge and sweating and shaking your butt down to the ground. That's not what Motown's about. Now, I'm going to break it down to you because I am in the artist world. And I was in a traditional African-American role of a gospel singer. So we, from time to time, have discussions about artists and their venue, staying in their lane, introducing themselves to a new venue, branching out, expanding. But Jenny never gave anybody any forewarning that she wanted to be a part of this Motown experience. And she never even had to ask, because she was so busy in the Latino area doing her Spanish Harlem and her dancing. And every now and then when she wanted to something, she would venture out to one of the black hip-hoppers to rub shoulders with them. Now, people are upset about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to make it plain to you. People in the African-American community are darn upset about this. This has a lot of bearing on the African Americans' expertise. We are not amateurs. Let's just face it. When African Americans sing, they have an octave higher than any other race of people. And when they do the doggone thing, they take it to the limit, and usually nobody matches them. Now, do I get an amen on that or what? Now, you can debate me on that later, but remind me that you want to debate me on that later. Right now, I am trying to talk about a dancer. Jenny is not a classical dancer. She is not a ballet dancer. She is just a dancer, probably a salsa dancer, probably a Latino dancer, but she is not a part of the Motown experience. Do I make myself plain? She is not a part of the Motown experience, and we take highly offense to the fact that an African American was not at least called into the boardroom to talk about whose name should go on that list or whether or not Smokey could pick someone. Now, Smokey's getting kind of old. Now, I'm not going to give him a pass on this. I'm going to get into Smokey, too, in a little bit. Let me finish with Jenny. First of all, Jenny does not declare herself as being a person of color. She is a Latino. She's declared herself as being white. Now, like it or not, whenever she wants to get into the black room, then she moves over into the lane and hangs out with one of the black hip-hoppers, like P. Diddy, for example. Now, nevertheless, Motown had googobs of music coming up the ladder, and it wasn't just a Louie Louie and those kind of things. The mother of soul, the woman of soul, Aretha Franklin, is the epitome of soul. Now, if they could not did a, they should have did a tribute to Aretha Franklin, because she was the woman of soul and she came up through Motown. They could have did a scenario and allowed Jenny to narrate it, but not dance through the whole thing, because Motown is not about dancing. They were not training people to dance, but to choreography on the stage along with music. Now, what happened to Martha and the Vandellas? What happened to who else could we have brought in there with her? And even I noticed that the actual MC tried to get in on the thing so that she could be on stage with Jenny and say she was a part of it. It didn't work. It wasn't working for me. When she stepped on the stage, Alicia Keys stepped on the stage and tried to do a few steps, it just wasn't working for me. That thing wasn't planned out. And here you have Smokey standing there subtly singing in the background. I don't think he's ever sang background music before in his life. He's always been the lead singer. Now, granted that he might have moved out of the way and allowed Jenny from the block to carry this choreography by herself, he really looked out of place in his own venue. They made a man feel unwelcome in his own house. Now, we have been robbed, and let me just say this. There's been so much piracy going on with the Caucasian and them stealing, whether it be songs, lines, or music, or styles of music. And this is where we draw the line. Because if we continue to let this go on and act as if nothing has happened, then the whole music industry will be stolen right from up under the feet of the African American. And we just cannot allow that. We've been entertaining you all our lives. We've been bringing you the hits, and we've been laying down the lyrics, and we've been introducing the venues, and now you pull a stunt like this. Somebody that carries a bloodline of Latino who is not even possessing to be black and not even a mulatto, but just a Latino. There's a lane for the Latinos to perform and to dance, but it certainly isn't in Motown's scheme of things. And I'm surprised that Diana Ross did not reach out and touch somebody's hand about this. I am surprised and I'm appalled that Smokey didn't smoke up the place with his expiration and his disagreement on this topic. Because Jenny got up there and literally went into a lane that nobody could identify. The dancing that she was doing had no relevance to hip-hop music, had no relevance to R&B, had no relevance to jazz. She was just in her lane doing her Latino thing. Now, the whole thing was a mess, a hot mess, because when they came out on stage, there were every other Latino brother on the stage performing, maybe one or two black women there, and I believe this was purposely done because a salsa was done, and the Latino dances were done, and there were no dances that pertain to the secular music such as hip-hop, none. Now, I knew they were sending a message. I understood that when that opening performance started out and they were doing their Latino dance instead of the shoebop shoebop dances, and there weren't any introduction of the African-American doing their bop dance, I knew something was about to go down. But what really grabbed me is when the young man came out that was black, singing in a cage that looked like a prison. And then all of the hip-hoppers suddenly appeared and climbed the cage. Was that a message or what? You try to figure it out. You ponder over and tell me what you think when you see a cage that looked like it is a penal institution, with young men climbing the cage and the other man locked inside. I can't go with that. If there is a message that you're trying to send the black men, that's where they belong, it did not go over well. Now, looking at where Alicia Keys actually delivered this MC route in her effort to change and transition into different faces, she never once transitioned into a face of the black race. Now, everybody wants a bit of the black experience, but they want to steal it and bring it over to their side. Why not leave it in the black category and give them credit for it rather than stealing it, trying to remove it? You cannot remove the black experience. Now, where I think they went wrong is that those Oscar awards were just, that was normally something that the white people delivered, but Alicia Keys got lucky. so she could emcee the thing. But she was given her instructions as to how she was supposed to perform and whose portrayal was she supposed to endorse. I know this. They probably sat down with Alicia several times and gave her the drill, and they gave her the 411 and the 911 and said, you, Alicia, will deliver this thing this way, and you will carry out the instructions to a T. Alicia Keys came on so conservative, and we know Alicia Keys can dress way out, and she can be sparty, and she can let her African-American hang out. But on this occasion, she did not. She was very conservative, and that's fine. But where was Aretha Franklin in this whole deal? Why wasn't her name sung out into the audience where groups of women could come up and do a tribute to her? Now, Motown is a big, big deal. Say it with me. Motown is a big, big deal. Now, you know that somebody was going to be disheartened, and you should have known somebody was going to be talking about it because of the fact that Motown stems deep into Detroit, deep into the Motor City, deep into Chicago, deep into Pittsburgh. All of these particular areas where music, not to mention Michael Jackson heritage and where he came from, even there is a systemic threshold and a rooted threshold of the African American experience right there in Gary, Indiana. For little to be known, Gary, Indiana, being one of the murder capitals of the world, still held out the title for one of the most extenuating small town producing artists that were outstanding, and not to mention Denise Williams along with Michael Jackson and what they delivered. Now, we have some partiality going on in the Oscars and Emmys, all of that is partiality. No one wants to give blacks credit for anything. No one wants to give blacks an award for anything. And no one even wants to tell blacks, you did a good job. They, if anything, are cowing them down and belittling them by stealing piracy and taking away the accolades that they should have. Someone stole on that stage that day, and they took away the accolades that Smokey should have gotten, or Martha and the Vandella, or even Dinah Ross wasn't fully addressed as one of the Motown recipients who's still at 70 years old performing on stage. That's a miracle within itself. Now, somebody please tell me, why would Jenny be chosen when she is still a youngster? She has not paid any dues, and you don't get to be front and center unless you paid some dues. Yes, she's made a lot of money and made a lot of big donations to a lot of people, but it wasn't in the hood. It wasn't through Motown to keep Detroit going. Now, if this money that she made, and if she says she is for the African-American community and experience, why didn't she make any donations to Detroit, Michigan, where it all started in Motown? Motown. Experience could have been done in a modular, in a PowerPoint to bring everybody up to date, like Jenny, who did not know about the experience, to bring them up to date with all of the artists and all of the performing people that were actually developed and mentored through Motown. There was no history about those who came through. Then we could have did a very good job of closing it out with Aretha Franklin being the queen of soul, coming from the developmental stages of Motown. That tribute was done backwards. What did we need to see? Jenny from the block jumping up, shaking her rear end, and flipping as if she was an acrobat. Now, it did us no service. Everybody that I know that were conscious-minded people had something to say, and Jenny probably caught a lot of backlashing, and she's going to continue to catch a lot of backlashing until eternity. But the real question is, folks, is how do you feel about this? Where are you at with this particular stunt that was done? We've had a lot of things done to us, and we've choked down a lot of indigestion, but on this one, we're going to regurgitate it up and bring it back up to the community for discussion. And while you figure out what it is you feel, I wish I still had my song, How You Feel, then I would bring that on here. But we're going to bring on something else for you. We're going to bring on something else for you so you could understand that we are not about the business of letting things go down like this. We are going to talk about it. We're going to address it until the cows come home, because we are certainly upset. And I'm not going to say mad, because black folks are going to have to stop getting mad. We're not dogs. We're going to get upset about it, and we're going to point it out. And we're going to take the lead, and next time around, we're going to step up our game and say something about what is going on, who's running things around here, who's got this authority, because a lot of people don't have this authority to do this. They really don't. And they've got to move out of the way, and they've got to let people who know what they're doing run the show. Now, here's what I want to say. Jenny from the block, if you're around listening, you should have had enough sense to know that somebody else was in line for that spotlight. You should have had enough sense to know that you were robbing somebody of their opportunity to bring closure to their life and to bring closure to somebody else's life in the community. You literally allowed them to encourage you to participate in an action, an actual Robin Hood robbery. Now, we've seen a lot of things that Caucasians have done to rob black people of their heritage. But music is certainly not one that we're going to let you rob us of. Now, a lot of the hip-hoppers who are not familiar with how this thing goes and have just came into the music industry overnight, and they're losing money as I sit here and speak, and they're giving up their position, and their agencies that are out there now trying to recoup the monies that a lot of these hip-hoppers have lost while in the game, not knowing the game, because it's all a game, ladies and gentlemen, and while being a part of this, they have been robbed, and they continue to be robbed of their showmanship. Now, Jenny is in on the game, too. She's taking her role and her place in this mob. But we're going to say something about it, because as an artist and an entertainer myself, I would have accepted a position knowing that it was not my turn yet and somebody else was ahead of me. Jenny knew this, but nevertheless, she didn't think we were awake. I'm going to say stay woke, because we went to sleep on that one. And when Jenny showed up on that stage, we didn't know who they were calling to center stage to perform, either Smokey Robinson with Jenny being in the background, but it turned out that Jenny was taking the lead. How in the world did we let Jenny take the lead on this one? What did we do to allow this to happen? We've got to come to our senses, because if we do not, this little thing can happen again and again and again. And this is not Toys R Us. We are not doing toys again and again. When you are not in the game and you're out of your league, you've got to get in your own lane. And you've got to know where your lane is. Yes, you can shake it up and you can dance it. But if this is not the venue that we're trying to display, if Motown is not about dancing and not about shaking your behind, then do some singing, show and tell. And when you get on stage, make sure you're in the right venue. You were in the wrong venue, Jenny. You just were in the wrong venue, and you didn't recognize that it wasn't your turn yet. You might eventually get into the Motown game and experience later on in your life, but this didn't happen to be the time when you were ready to go on into this particular lane. Now, I want to say something for the benefit of our black people. Now, I know you've been crying and ranting and raving, but that seems to be all we ever do is cry and rant and rave. But we're not going to cry and rant and rave over this thing anymore. We are going to do something about it. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you how we can do something about it. Because if we don't do something about it, guess what, people? We are going to continue to let people rob us, and we cannot be robbed anymore. We cannot let anyone rob us anymore. And we have to come to the conclusion that if we are going to do this doggone thing, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it very right, and we're going to do it to the point where we can bring our stuff up to par. Hold tight. We'll be right back on. Hold tight.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN when
to start your show now, press 1. Hear important.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we're going to go to commercial. Hold tight. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to Oracle Divination Network. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you from Oracle Divination Network. And you can dial in those digits at 760-539-3247. We are talking about the Grammys Motown tribute. Why was there such a backlash for Jenny from the Block? And as I indicated to you earlier, ladies and gentlemen, this particular event is the event of the year that African Americans, when included, are more than graceful. They're just grateful when they're included, but they don't want to be included on one hand and cut off at the knees on the other hand. And that's what we had. We had I guess you would say, an appendectomy. We had a slaughtering going on here because we were literally destroyed on television in the presence of millions, so that they can see that African Americans really aren't the leader in the game of music. But I want to put something to you very hard and heavy. Everyone knows that the actual makeup, the anatomic makeup and anatomy of the African Americans, it's been long known that they have the acoustics that allow them to sing one octave level higher than anyone in the game or the institution of music. We've been putting out the hits. We've been singing from our experience, and we've created our own through Motown, and we've opened Motown up to all of Turtle Island, as well as to extend itself to Southern America, as well as North America and South America alike. They're singing our tunes all over the world, and Michael Jackson penetrated internationally well known, but somebody had to beat him down. Somebody had to tell him he had to be white. He didn't have a choice of black or white. He had to be white, and he fell into that particular rut hole and followed suit. But nevertheless, Michael Jackson was even robbed, and not to even mention someone came back and wanted to smear his legacy in the ground and to make him feel like he died a pedophile. He was not a pedophile. No matter how many times they tried to make him out in that movie to be a pedophile, they were lying. They wanted to steal everything he got, even his dreams. If he had any dreams for his children, they wanted to steal those too. Well, I got news for you. All of this thievery that's going around, what goes around comes around. And it won't be too soon. We won't be waiting eons of years for this to happen and to be displayed. Somebody is going to put you on display and make a show of you openly, because you cannot bring an amateur on stage and make her feel like she's been a part of this game. Make her feel like she's been a part of this game, and she has been hustling her butt up the aisles and working hard to the sweat of her brows, because she has not sweated or paid any dues, and she had no business on that stage. So what happens when you are out of order? You're going to be chastised, and chastisement has come up on Jenny. That's why you see the backlashing. She's being chastised for even taking the role. Not to even mention when they decided to do Nina Simone, they chose a young lady who said she was not even black and did not acknowledge her blackness, even though she was a mulatto. They gave the position to her, and chastisement came upon her too for even accepting the role. Now, I want to say something. When it comes to dancing, most people of color always have a mannerism for expressing themselves. But when it comes to hardship and singing, you must have had some experience of hardship to put your spirit and soul in that song. And as they always used to say, there goes that soul, brother. There goes that soul, sister. Everybody doesn't have soul. Jenny did not have it. And she could not replicate it on that stage, no matter how hard she pressed into the ground and danced. We were looking for the hardship of the lyrics, of the struggle, of the experience from living in the hood. She couldn't do it for us. Maybe Diana Ross could have did it. Maybe Martha and the Vandellas. Maybe Smokey. Maybe the Temptation. But she wasn't a part of that gang. She wasn't even a part of the baby boomers. Who even considered her? Did they run out of people to ask? Or who did they ask? That's the question. Who were the recipients that may have been there and turned them down. Who were they? No, it's a disservice to the black race because you didn't consider the fact that this is a serious, serious decision that must be made by more than one person and that must be decided upon with the best candidate that could serve all of Motown well. And Jenny did not do that. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Jenny did not do that. I don't care if you have gnashing of teeth against me. I am not a novice, but I am an expert in the area of artistry and singing and music. I'm an international gospel singer, sang overseas and behind Berlin walls before my group sang before the Berlin walls came down. I went there after the Berlin walls came down and sang all over Hanau, Germany and Frankfurt and cut a CD, may I add. So I have a right to give my input on this topic. I am a musician and an artist, and you ought to think about it because you know what? We need to have more discussions like this, and we need to talk about what we're going to do about things like this when they happen. We just can't keep getting mad. Hold on. We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. Now, come on now, Blog Talk. We're going to work this thing out. We're not going to sit here and play games and try to excuse the fact that I have a service here. I'm waiting for a service to perform. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no amateurs here. There's only somebody that knows what they're doing, and somebody better get behind those people and figure out what they're doing. Network room. This is mind, soul, body, and spirit. Soul men and soul women. That's what we're talking about in here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about giving the African-American their just due, recognizing them for their talents and their skills. Yes, we are agile and we are flexible and we are dancers as well as live entertainers who can choreograph music and a dance and a song. We do it all, ladies and gentlemen. I am a gospel singer, an international gospel singer who have toured with the Jackson Singers for over 5 years in the country of Germany there while singing and doing an individual show where I did a four-day show for Christmas, bringing in all of the various different friends who contribute on this particular Christmas ordeal. So I know what it likes to be in the house of the artist. I know what it's like to receive royalties and to give a dedication to the deceased, beautiful, loving queen, Mrs. Diana, who made her transition, LaBouche, and Joan Faulkner, who actually led the song, and we as the Jackson Singers backed them on national television. My son has even been on TV in my place to perform while overseas in Germany. Now, I said I'd like to let you know that I have standing here to even speak on this topic. My second job was a moonlighting job touring the city of Hanau, Germany, and Frankfurt, Germany, and Berlin while we cut a CD, and a CD that is sold out, might I add. Having a lifetime contract while overseas, I was able to perform, to shake hands, to hold babies, to sing in castles. I did it all. So I understand the lifestyle of the rich and the famous, but let's take the rich off. I never made it to that. But nevertheless, it paid the bills as I moonlighted. Now, I'm saying this to say, Jenny has probably had her share in a glamorous lifestyle. She probably felt like she had finally made it. She probably had enough ducats to give another city, another state, another country, a donation to her whole family and to those who fell short in the storm when the tornado hit. I'm sure she felt her level had risen to a point. She thought she might have been up there with the Motown tribute, but she made a mistake. She has not made it to the glamorous level of the Motowns. Neither have I, because Motown is the epitome of stars. Michael Jackson was the epitome of stars. Diana Ross was the epitome of stars. Yet she was on that show where they were talking about outstanding singers, and they just gave her a spotlight instead of a spotlight in the line of Motown. What a disgrace and what a waste to have Diana Ross and Smokey and Berry Gordy there. All three of them or four of them could have literally got on the stage, and they could have consumed and made one. But yet you deny them the opportunity to even mention Berry Gordy and call him to the stage. And then not to call Diana Ross and say, you're part of this team, come on, you too. But then just to take Jenny, who you think looked so good and all people were interested in was her look, her physique, and the way she shaped, and think that that's more than enough to compensate for Motown. It is not. You've made a mistake. You must have fallen and bumped your head. You don't take African-American music and exploit it all over the scene or the screen with one chick with her caravan of dancers who are nobody in the black community's position, who does not carry any weight in Motown. You could have got an old has-been from Motown, or a couple of old has-been say, come on, you're going to do a show. You're doing a tribute to Motown. We would have been glad to see that. At least they were in their right lane. Jenny had went outside of her lane and somehow maneuvered over into the lane of Motown, and it wasn't going on because Motown are not a bunch of dancers but singers, so she was out of her venue. She was out of her venue, that's all I can tell you. But, folks, you have got to say something. You have got to be the one to call in. Call in at 760-539-3224. Just call in because I'm sure you want to talk about what it is you're feeling about this whole thing and how you are going to talk about working it out for next time. Let's work it out. Let's work it out. Let's find a way how we can change things. Now, stay tuned for this. And you ready to roll, come on and roll along with Omi. We are in this place called Oracle Divination Network, and we are raising the roof in here, and we are setting a better standard for next year's Grammy. We're going to work it out and going to lay out the proper perspective. If ever you present a problem, you must be willing to give a correction of that problem. And here is my recommendation. First of all, when the Grammys is going to be planned, the day after the Grammys, you start the planning for the next year. If you're considering giving a tribute to someone, you get all those candidates lined up who are in order to be a part of the event for next year. You start the day after the Grammys. You don't wait until the day of to ask someone. You have that thing long figured out in case someone should want to withdraw their offer. Then if they pull out, you have enough time to pull somebody in there in their place. You get a number of different acts to back up the other one. You also have a committee that will look at these acts to make a decision which one should go on. Everyone doesn't get to be in the spotlight. Unless you're paying somebody or you know somebody, you should not have any excess ability to be in somebody's back pocket just because you know them or just because they owe you a favor. You don't get to take these front and row centers because of that. And if that's what's happening, we need to quit it. We need to stop and we need to quit it. Because Jenny had no business on that stage. She was well out of her lane. I don't care how fast she did the shuffle. I don't care how fast she shucked and jived. I don't care how much she slid up and down that floor. She just wasn't ready. She'll never be ready. She's not in that caliber, and we've made a mistake by putting her there to disgrace a lot of other singers whose time had come. There were a number of people that could have been praised all at the same time. You could have got away with maybe a house full of Motown recipients and giving them their accolades dead or alive. Preferably, if they were dead, then give them a plaque of some kind. If they're still here on this earth, then give them their say, and if they want to sing a song or two, let them sing. Jenny wasted too much time up there sliding around that floor. She had already introduced herself with the opening performance, and when she danced and danced with all of the guys and they pranced around, that's it. You're off the stage now, Jenny. We don't want to see you no more. You're not the highlight of the show anymore. Whoever you brought on for the Grammy tribute should have been the highlight of the show. You were so cheap that you got two for one. You had Jenny performing in two spots. She was already cold. She was already old business. So miss me on this thing about bringing Jenny back on a second time. Who brings a person back on a second time unless they are the head feature of the show? She wasn't. Her dancing is out of style. It has nothing to do with street dancers who are doing the actual hip-hop, and she's doing the hustle. So we got to get it plain here. If you don't know music and you don't know dance, then get out of the game and let somebody else step up there who was fresh and not just brand new. You were acting brand new if you were the Alicia Keys. If you let that go on, you were acting brand new because you of all people should know you have got to bring on fresh new acts. You just can't bring on anybody that wants to jump up and down on the stage. And that's basically what Jenny wanted to do because she sure is not. She doesn't have any antiquated years behind her of being in show business. She's not that old and has not been in show. And I'm not taking anything away from her age, but she has nothing to do with Motown. Do I make myself clear on this? She never, ever produced a song or a CD in the Motown stage. Now, how are you going to make her part of Motown? That's just like grafting ourselves into the scene of a crime when we weren't there, or grafting ourselves overseas in the military when we were stateside and not even in the war. We've got to get out of doing this piratry. And everybody sees it. It's obvious what you're doing. And it's not going to work. It's not. It's just not. See those phone lights light up over there because we're having a serious discussion in the house today. And I'd like to invite all my YouTube friends in. Our phone lines is 760-539-3247. And for all of my YouTube friends that are out there, I'd like to invite you in to listen to the show, for you to also participate and put your two cents in. How do you feel about Jenny being selected to be the host of the show, the host with the most, who actually did the dedication to Motown, a tribute to Motown? Of all things, Jenny is not even a part of the Motown experience, ladies and gentlemen. How could you be so wrong? Now, that happens when you're not familiar with genres. You're not familiar with the latest dancing. She wasn't even doing the latest dance. That was some cha-cha slide. That wasn't even the latest music. Even Michael Jackson could have got up there with his moonwalk and brought something a little bit more fresher to us. You have to consider the people you're entertaining. If you're entertaining the seniors and they like the salsa, they like to see her flipped over someone's back, then that's different. But when you're entertaining the baby boomers and they're looking to hear some of those old baby boomer songs, they could have did a medley of all of the Motown experience of those songs, and Diana Ross could have helped sing those with Smokey. That would have been great. Just Diana Ross and Smokey. Not Diana Ross being held up in the air by herself. She didn't make Motown by herself. She could have been right there with Smokey, bringing out all the hits, and we could have been singing them right with them. But oh no, you wanted to bring Jenny from the Block back and give her the center floor, who has nothing to do with Motown. Oh Lord, what could have been more hideous than someone not knowing the pulse of the people? When you don't know the pulse of the people, you get somebody young enough to go to the streets to find out what is the pulse of the people. What are they looking for? What are they asking for? Then you try to produce it. You just don't go get any performance and any dance and stick it in the middle of the stage and say, here is your Motown tributer. We're not having it. You robbed us. You literally gave us a bottomectomy where you decapitated our heads. You took the heads off of black people and you placed the heads of black people on the shoulders of Jenny from the Block. It's not going to work. You gave us an bombotomy, and now we're walking around wondering what happened because our Motown experience wasn't displayed. We are not going to get decapitated by someone who doesn't know music and who does not know entertainment. We as black folks have got to lift our voices and got to say something about this because far too many times treaties have been broken on us, robberies have been made on us, land has been stolen. Now it's our music that you're attacking. Well, you've gone a little bit too far. There are too many people like myself who believe the same thing, that they are going to put a stop to it because we run the yard. If we don't come to the shows and if we don't buy your music and if we don't enforce your music, then it won't go anywhere. But we are the entertainers. We're not only making music for Caucasian, we're making music for ourselves. But we know how much time and how many hours are being spent in the studio to produce this music. We know that there is a turn in music. We now have digital age. And guess what? This is the best time in the century to get involved with the digital age. You now have your various different companies that are going after your royalties for you. And there's about three of them out there. And they come with a membership, and they go after your royalties, even international and stateside. Not to mention that if you're not an entertainer that is on the road, on tour, you could be writing your songs. You can be a writer. You can go in the background and write, and you can present your writings to publishers, or you can publish your own material. And when you publish that, you can literally publish it and be the one that has the rights to distribute it. So when you do your spreadsheet and to determine who's getting paid for what, you can get paid as the publisher as well as the writer. There are many ways to get paid now. And not to mention, if you are not only writing music, but you're producing the music too, there's even room to be a music licensor where you produce the music. And if you're a writer, and that is the area I saw that's so wide open for my music that I've, or my lyrics that I've written. And a lot of people want to use your lyrics, and they can put music to it, or you can put music, and you can own the music as well as the lyrics. There's so much going on with being your own record label. There's so much going on with being your own music licensee to become a producer. There's so much open up now where now there's no regulation on things, where literally they were robbing people every time their music was being played. The copywritings were being infringed upon. Now you can get your work copywritten, and you can actually run your own publishing agency by producing other people's work and your own work. So it's a big deal now You don't have to produce all these tens and thousands of shows and run yourself ragged and appear on tour and on stage. That is a hard way of making music. Trust me, I've been on tour, and it was so overwhelming that one of our members died while on tour, being stressed out and frustrated. It is a grueling type of job, from going from state to state and country to country and performing. It can really take its toll on you. So one of the things, the performance is a big thing, and it pays a lot of money, but you have to be up to par to do these performances. Now, Jenny is on her roll making her money. That may have been a money-making thing for her, but it came back to kick her. It came back to it lashed back at her, and now she's got to deal with whether or not she can face the African-American community, whether or not she did the right thing. She needs to make an open apology and say, I am sorry. I definitely could not represent all of those Motown performers. I definitely didn't know anything about the experience. I hadn't even studied it and did any understudying. I was out of place. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Now, Black Americans, knowing us, we probably would have accepted the apology and said, well, it's okay. But nevertheless, you bet not do it again, because you're out of line. You're not one of us. I don't care how much you pad yourself down to look like one of us. You're not one of us. And you cannot do it with soul power like the Black man and woman do it. And you can't get up there with a song and a dance and say, ta-da, we're looking for lyrics. We're looking for the struggle. We're looking for the experience from the hood and the uphill journey. We're looking for someone like a Mary J. Blige to tell us what's going on, or like a Marvin Gaye. Let's look above here. Hold tight. Thank you so much for joining us on our second half of the 2 hours here. And I want you to know that we are glad that you came along for this trip, and we're going to make it a blast for you. We are talking about what went on at the Grammys and the structure of the program and how it went wrong and some of the things that we can execute for next year to make recommendations so that things will go well. We want things to go well. And, Jenny, there's no offense against you. You were just making money, honey, but you were in the wrong lane, and we had to tap you on the shoulder and say, get over, Johnny, get over, way over, like way down south. Let me speak to you about the Southerners. The people that start a lot of the new dances down south, they bring those songs here and their music here. You find a lot of young people in the South that are now involved with the hip-hoppers, even though they haven't had the experience from the hood. They know how to identify because they understand suffering. And when you understand suffering, I don't care if it's in a ghetto, I don't care if it's in the hood, and I'm talking about the ghetto. Jenny's never experienced the ghetto. And I don't think she knows anything about it, and she's not understanding of the struggle that some of our Motown people had went through just to get on stage. If you look at some of the stories that were done about the entertainers, Smokey Robinson was in one of the stories about Motown, and it told the story about the struggle and how the young men worked hard to stay together. When you know something about the struggle, it's easy to display the hurt and the pain because you're able to display that on stage through your performance. But if you have not had any struggles and you have not overcome anything, you cannot be an overcomer to anyone. I don't know about Jenny's struggles. I really don't, and I can't sit here and say that I do. But what I can say is she does not identify with the black race. She's never lived in the black our community or lived in the hood. So it's a little hard for her to say she knows something about the struggle. And therein lies would be the first prerequisite that she lived and had that experience. And because she didn't, she should have spoke up and said, I haven't had the experience. I'm going to have to decline this one. But nevertheless, we suffer through it. Maybe there was something for us to learn, that we cannot sit back and relax while things are being done without us being inclusive. We must include blacks in all black experience when it has something to do with music. We must. We simply cannot take the rein and assume that they care nothing about music and that they've forgotten about the Motown experience and that they don't want to have their say and they don't want to be a part of this great Grammy Award. Yes, any black person in their right mind would always have something to say about the black music experience and about how they feel about it because we've cried through it, we've danced our way through it, we've struggled through it, we've marched through it. We do everything by music. Music is an actual sedative for the black people, and it has maintained us. When we have gone through our Miafa, it brought us over the water. It showed us how to go across the bridge. We sang to those songs. And we use our voices to uplift one another. Hold on a little while longer. Hold on, oh, a little while longer. Fight on a little while longer. Freedom is on the way. Oh, I said, fight on, soldier, a little while longer. Fight on, soldier, a little while longer. Fight on a little while longer. Freedom is on the way. And we sang songs to encourage one another when we felt like the struggle was too much for us. And those of us who have lost parents and mothers and fathers, we know how that feels. We know when we feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel, oh, like a motherless child, alone, a long way from home. We've heard songs and ballads that will give us that feeling to lift ourselves up. And when we hear the modern day Mary J. Blige saying that we're going to have to struggle just a little bit longer, we're just going to have to make it this time. We've had songs that were inspirational songs when we did the civil rights movement, when we marched across the rivers, and when we called and did the call and respond. We sang with Dr. Martin Luther King, and when we sang those call and respond songs, we sang those songs so that somebody that was over the water could hear us and reply back to us. And we knew that those songs would get us through the moment. We knew about the black experience and those who never had the black experience. We didn't expect them to take the lead role. We didn't expect them to carry the note, but just to hum a little bit. We didn't expect them to know a note because they hadn't had the black experience, but they wanted to lock arms with us on this day of Dr. Martin Luther King's imprisonment. We wanted to stand strong in solidarity, and we knew that if we stood strong, that no wind and no wave could take us away, and that we could stand there and believe that we will overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, dear, in our hearts, that we shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand someday. We sang these songs to have the black experience is to know the suffering. And I'm singing these songs that one might feel. I wasn't there. I don't remember when. I can't identify. We don't expect you to, because you weren't there for the black experience, and you cannot exemplify it on stage, Jenny. You cannot give a performance that's convincing. Even the children would say, what's she doing? What's she doing, and how can she know the black experience when she has not experienced it? It's going to be an uphill journey. It's going to be a long, long climb. It's going to be some tough times and lonely nights, but still I'm ready to carry on. So glad that the worst is almost over. You see, it almost took me out, but I can fly free now. Oh, oh, my best days are right in front of me. Oh, yet I'm almost free. Yes, I'm almost free. You see, anything and everything, in everything that you do, you can't deny the truth, cause I'm the living proof. So many guys and girls have tried, but they just didn't make it through. But look at me, must say to Jenny, we're the living proof of the struggle that we've had through life's ups and downs, of losing our treaty, losing our 160 acres and a mule, for losing the dollar bills, y'all, of $150 that was due us, for losing the treaty that was broken.